Vayter in Shas. We are in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis, picking up on Lamed Alpha Beis, but above and a page. Third lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon, Ezu Mor Vezu Kibur. We're talking about Kibur Ave, Mor Ave, Aim, fear, honor. What are they? Says the Gemara, Mor Lo Omid B'Mkom Lo Ishim B'Mkom. You don't sit or stand in the place of your papa. If he has a particular place he stands with his friends, you don't sit or stand over there. Velo Sosers Davar. If you don't fight against his words, Velo Machrio, you don't even back him up. Rashi says that Imay Ove V'Chacham Echad Chalukim B'Dvar Alacha Lo Yomer. You don't say, yeah, Nirim Divrei Ploni. Like, we don't need your little peanut gallery over there, right? Keep it to yourself. Next, kibud. What is the idea of kibud? That is Michael Mashke, you give to eat, you give to drink. Malbish Machase, you go and you clothe them, you cover them. Machas mostly take them in, take them out. Either what you got to do to help them out. Ibailo. Beep, turn the page of Lamed Beis. They ask the following question. Michel me. Rashi explains that means Machilo Mashkeo Mechabdo. When you go and you give him food and drink and you honor him, like, who has to pay for that? Do you have to pay for that? You just have to do it. David Machlokas, Rav Yehuda Amar, Michel Ben. It's from the son. The son's got to pay for it. Rav Nosa Bar Yosha Amar, Michel Av. Nope, from the father. Orule Rabbanan. Rav Yirmiya v'amila lebrei the Rav Yirmiya. So they came and said, "Halacha is keman d'amar mishal av. It's from the father. That is, you got to give them food and drink, whatever. But they pay for it." Maisi frekting Gemara, is that really true? Nemar kavanis v'chavesi mecha. It says honor your father and your mother. V'nemar kavanis Hashem unecha. Honor Hashem from your wealth. Ba'la halam bechesron kis. Just like with your wealth, it's chesron kis. If you're willing to lose money from you, av kam bechesron kis. So to hear us as the chesron kis, in which case losing money. Therefore, Michel ben v'yamar Michel av. Do you want to say this from the father? My nafka lemine. And what difference to the son? Meaning, what is he losing over here by doing such a thing? Rashi says my chesron kis ikalagabe. And for the Gemara, lebitul malacha. No, it really is Michel av. But the son is losing out over here. Why? It's bitul malacha. He doesn't have to spend money, but it could be that it stops him from making money. Tashima, Tashima. Beis Achim, you have two brothers, Shtei Shutvim, two partners, Ha'avu B'no, father and a son, Rav Talmud, rabbi and a student, Podin Zelazem, Meiser Sheni, they can redeem Meiser Sheni, one for the next, one for the other, like we know Meiser Sheni is, and like we said many times, first, second, fourth, and fifth years, we have to take off Meiser from our produce, bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. Rashi says that Im Yesh La'avu Meiser Sheni, Poda Ben Mishalo, Letzarachav, if he can take it off for his father's needs, below Chomesh, without adding a Chomesh. Normally, if you do it yourself, you redeem it onto a coin to bring it up over there, you have to add a chomesh, but here you don't. Velo amina and hare hu kegufu, you don't say he's like his own guf, share hu alavo, umizonosava love, because he loves him and he's beloved, and therefore the mizonos is on him. Velo acher nihu legabe, vare hu kemisha podeo, hu batsa, didn't say like he's doing it himself, therefore there's no chomesh. Machilin, back into the Gemara, Machilin Zelazem Meiser Ani, and each one can give the other Meiser Ani. What's Meiser Ani? We know that you give off Meiser Ani that to the poor people. That's in the third year and the sixth year, and means to say that the third and sixth years, a son can give Meiser Ani to his father if he's poor, and it's mutter even though the son is taking care of him, you know, and loves him. And if there was no Meiser Ani, he would just pay from his own pocket. Still, he's allowed to give from Meiser Ani. Via Mark Michel Ben, but if you say that is Michel Ben, meaning that the son has to pay for it, then how can the son give Meiser Ani? He has to give from his own stuff. Nimsa Zeh Pode Porea Chovo Michel Aniyim. Because what happens is now he's paying his debts from using the money from Aniyim. He has the stuff he has to give to Aniyim, and he has stuff that he has to do for himself. So from the very fact that it says that he can go out and give from Meiser Ani, must be that it's not Michel Ben. And for the Gemara, Lotzricha Lehadafa. We're talking about extra stuff. Rashi says, Allah Lehadafa, Allah Muta Lachilo Lashkosa Mida Beninis. Ve'im Aviv Tzarech Lesuda Yisera. He needs a little bit more than Yachilena Maisarani. Then you can give him from Maisarani. Even according to the idea that we're saying that it's Michel Ben, still we have a way out of it. This is Nishkin a problem. In fact, the Gemara, Yachi, that's really true. That we're talking about Adafa, then Hainu de Katani Allah. That which we learned on it, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Because it should be a curse upon somebody who gives his father Maisani. Vila Dafa May Nafgamina. But if it's talking about La Dafa, then what's the problem? Why can't he give it? Like, what does it make a difference if he's giving it to his tat, if his father can actually get it? It's a good thing. Says Gemara, no. I feel hunky zila be milsa. Even though you're right, Taka, you're right, but still don't use Maisarani for your father. Give it to somebody else and take care of him. Toshima, wa. Let's try again. The bigger raya, who it's come. Mishalah, Mishaben. Toshima. Shalosh Rabbi Eliezer. I didn't think about him. How far does it go? Omer Lami says, Kadesh Yitolana, Kivizuku Layam, Befana Ve'ino Machilimo. It goes so far that if it takes a wallet, throws in the ocean, and you don't embarrass him. Rashi says, well, first let's see the Gemara. Ve'i Amar Mishalav. If you want to say it's Mishalav, my nafka limine, who cares? In other words, he's throwing his own wallet. Rashi says, V'amart kavod av ala ben b'chisron kiss. Eno eli Mishalav, imkein, hai arniki dekamar, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishalavu. What is he talking about? He's coming to embarrass him. He's not going to embarrass him. He's throwing his own thing in. Rashi says what it means is it's talking about when he is going to actually be yoresh this. Therefore, he wants to make sure he takes care of it. So the Bryce is telling us that if the father wants to throw away his money and therefore he's going to take away the son's Yerusha, the son can't embarrass his father and stop him from doing it. This is like Rav Huna, the Rav Huna Kara Shiroi Ba'anpe. Rav Huna, he ripped up silk in front of Ba'anpe Rabba Bray, in front of Rabba, his son. And Amar, Yamar, Ezel Echse Irosach, Irosach. You see, let's see if he's getting angry or if he doesn't get angry. He wants to test him and see what the story is. So says the Gemara, Vidilma. So you see that he tore up the silk, right? When you see that he threw up his own wallet, he threw up his own silk. In fact, the Gemara, Vidilma, Rasach, Vakavar, Lefinim, Lefinim, Lefinim. Maybe son's Taka going to get angry. And he's going to say something not okay. And he's going to violate, Rav Huna is now violating Lefinim, Iver, because he's causing his son to do a sin. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. Now she says, no. The Machal, says the Gemara, the Machalei, Likare, it's talking about that he was Mochal is covered. He was Mochal. And therefore, it's not a problem. I have a carbon, Mishama Baltashkis, but he's over there still Baltashkis because he's destroying something. He's ripping up this thing. The Ovidlei Bepumbu Biyane. Now, he did it on, Rashi says, Bamakam Atfira on the hem. Shenu Nechsar Midamav Bekach Kigon Beshulio. So he's able to just sew it back up. In fact, they're more of a Dilman Mishamachi Larasach. That's the reason why he didn't get angry. So therefore, there's no test over here because you saw him rip it on the seam. No, the Ovidlei Beshash Rischa. He did it when Rabbah was already angry. When he's already angry, then he wouldn't notice that and he'd get angrier. And therefore that was a test.
Mastilei.
Rabbi Cheskel Rami Bray. Rabbi Cheskel was teaching his son Rami about an idea in Sanhedrin that Hanisrafim and Niskalim. Let's say you have someone who's Chayev Srefa, and people that are chayev skila, and now someone who is chayev srefa falls into a group of people that have to get skila, and we don't know who's chayev what. What do you do? Because you can't give a more chumer punishment to somebody that doesn't deserve that punishment. You can give a less chumer, but you can't give a more chumer punishment. So what do you do in such a matzev when they all get mixed up? You can't say like, oh, we'll just give all this or all that. Let's see. Hanashafim and Iskalim, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Yidonu b'skila shesrifa chamura. He says, you know what? We're talking about the case over here, that you have a whole bunch of skila people, and a srefa person falls in. What do? Give everyone skila, because srefa is more chamur. Therefore, you can't give that to people that don't deserve it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barei. Now, this is where things are going to get to Kibbut Avaim Zachin. Rabbi Yehuda, his son, says to him, Abba, Lo tisnayachi, don't teach like this. Uh-oh, is he allowed to talk like that? And he says, don't teach like this. My iri srefa chamura, why is Rav Shimon say the pshat that everyone is going to get stoning? Is because srefa is more chamur? Nah. Typically, the Reuben is coming, because we said it was one srefa guy falls in to all the skila guys. So since that's the case that happened over here, therefore it's just a case of rov, and therefore the rov are skila. So he says it must be Ella Hachiasnayu. This is how you should go and teach this Mishnah. It's Haniskalim bin Israfim. If skila person falls into Srefa people, so in this matzav over here, most of the people here are now getting Srefa. And therefore, Rav Shimon says everyone's gonna get skila, even though the rov are Srefa. Now, we could say that The reason I'm saying getting skila, not because it's rove, but because taka, it is more, it is less chamor. Says Gemara Malay, so Cheskel says to Yehuda, Yehachi and Masefa, that's really true. Then let's take a look at the Sefa, the Mishnah. The Chachamim say, they argue through Shem, and they say, you don't have a Srefa. Nope, in such a case of Skila and Mitzrafim, you give the guy Srefa, Shaskila Chamor, because Skila is more Chamor. And if you want to tie into that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the rove over there are Srefa, my area the Skila Chamor. Why are you saying it's because Skila is Chamor? Typically, the Reuben is Shafim, you know. You'll say the majority are new Srefa. And therefore, that's the reason why you're giving Srefa, not because it's less Chamor. Amalei, so he says back, Rabbi Huda says back to his Tate, Hasim Rabbanan Hudak Amalei Le Rabbi Shimon. There, that the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Chachamim are saying back to Rabbi Shimon, and they're saying that really everybody should get Srefa in the case, because Srefa is something which is the rove over there. The Ka'amar Srefa Chamura, and the fact that you said that Srefa is more Chamura, lo, not taka true. Skil is Chamur, Skil is more Chamur. Now, here's the point. Amar Li Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel says, Shinana, lo timili levu chachi. How could you talk to your father like this? You go and you say to him, no, don't say it like that. That's not how you say that. The time went to the Braisa. Alright, show you aviv over al divrei Torah. His father is violating the words of the Torah. Al lomar liyo, don't say to him, Abba, avarta al divrei Torah, you violated the Torah. Al omar lo, say to him, Abba, kach kasa b'Torah, this is what it says in the Torah. Right, in order that you don't go ahead and you embarrass him. Says the Gemara, kach kasa b'Torah, if you say to him, this is what's written in the Torah, tzari kom etzarele, you're still causing him pain by doing such a thing. It's like saying you went against the Torah, says Rashi. Al omar lo, say to him, Abba, mikro kasa b'Torah, kach, you say, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says the following, and then let him deduce it himself and figure it out so you're not putting him down. Elazar ben Asa, Omer, Abba Omer, Ashkeni Mayim. The father says, give me a drink of water. Umitzvah lasos, and I have another mitzvah to do at the same time. Like let's say, Rashi says, a case of Yeshvah Zacharis, Lefani lasos, could go and Likboris Ameis or Levaya. So my father says, give me a cup of water. But I also have to go to Levaya. I have to go bury someone. What's the din? Miniach ani kivod Abba, leave my father oses a mitzvah, and do the other mitzvah. Why? Shaniva Abba chayev a mitzvah. Both of us are chayev in the mitzvah, and therefore I have to do that. Isi ben Yehuda Omer. No. Im efshar la mitzvah lasos ha'dechem. If the mitzvah of levayas ameis, you know, or kvura is able to be done by somebody else, then tiyasena de'achem. Let someone else do it, and he should go and deal with his tata's kavod. Amar of Masna Halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda. The halacha is like Isi ben Yehuda. If someone else can do it, let them do it. Vayter. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shela, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Chista. Hav shemochel kavodo. If a father wants to be mochel is kavod. He's a guy a mochel kavod a mochel. It works. In other words, the kid doesn't have to honor him. Harav shemochel kavodo. If a rebbe does that in kavod a mochel, his kavod is not mochel. He's not able to do such a thing. Rav Yosef Ami argues. I feel a rav shemochel kavodo. Even in that such a case, kavod a mochel it works. Shenemar, Hashem holich lefneim yomam, and Hashem went before them by the day. So we see Hashem himself is being mochel in his kavod and is leading the yidden in the midbar. And therefore, you can have even, you know, a yid do this as well. I'm a Rava. Rava says back. Now, hold on a second. Because Rava was the first opinion over here. And he says that, how can you compare? Halki Hashta, what's going on? Hasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alma Dileihu, the world's his. Vitar Dileihu, the Torah says, Machalei, Likarei, he could be Mochel. On his honor, because he has everything. Beep, turn the page. On base, my base. Hacha Torah delay. But what about the case of a Rebbe? Does the Torah belong to him that he has the ability of going out and be mochel akvodo? Rashi says bitamia. Akava tali b'Torah. Ve'enu yachal limchol al kava that Torah shehi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu that belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam. Hadamer Rava. Rava then says in Torah delay. He actually, yes, the Torah does belong to him. And in his Torah, he should be Yogea Yom Velayla. Rashi says, Ki im b'toras Hashem Chefzo Uvitoroso Yega Bitkilohi Nikri's Torah Hashem. It's first called the Torah of Hashem. Umishalamda Vigarsa Yinikri's Torah, it's called his own Torah, so the Taka does belong to him. So Rav is saying that a Rav has the ability to be Mochel Al Kavodo. So frick the Gemara, and is that really true? Vaha Rava Mashkibe Lula Debre. Rava, one time, right, is it really true that Rav is of the opinion that a Rav is Mochel Kavodo Kavodo Mochel? Vaha Rava Mashkibe Lula Debre. He was once serving drinks at the wedding of his son. And Vidale Kasa, the Rav Papa, the Rav Huna, Beredi of Yoshua. Vekamu Mekmeh, they stood up in front of him. Right, for his kavod. L'rav, Mari, L'rav Pinchas, B'rei, D'rav Chista. Then he served them, V'lo kamukmeh, they didn't get up in front of him. Ikbad, V'omar, so Rava was makbid on this, and he was upset, and he said, Han Rabbanan, Rabbanan, these Rabbanan are Rabbanan. V'han Rabbanan, Lav Rabbanan. The ones that stood up for me, those are Rabbanan. But the ones over here, Papa and Rav Huna, you know, Rabbanan. What, are you guys rabbis? You don't stand up in front of me and these ones are not rabbis because they did stand up for me? What's going on? Come to Chais from his reaction to this experience that happened over here, where he seems to say that he's able to serve a drink, but he still believes they're not able to take away the cover. That's why he got upset from the way that they behaved. Vesu, and furthermore, a papa have a maskebehi lula da abba mar, a papa was giving drinks at the party of his son, Abba Mar. V'dol le'kasa of Yitzhak b'rei d'Rav Yehuda, he poured a cup for him. V'lo kamik me, he didn't get up in front of him. V'ikbed, and he got upset about it. There's a Gemara, no, afil hachi hidur me'avid le'bo'ol. Even though Shemachal Kvodo is Machal, they still should have behaved in a way where they give the guy a little bit of, you know, a little recognition over here. A little hidur, says Rashi, lanua ma'at, ki'ilu rotza lamun ripanav. To move a little bit, to show as if he wants to go ahead and stand up for him. You know, the little, it's what we call the pump fake, which we're going to get into. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Afilu Man Da Amar, Harav Shemachal Kavod, Kavod Machal, even according to one who says that Rav is able to be Machal's Kavod. Nasi Shemachal Kavod, if you have a Nasi, he goes there, he does it, Ink for the Machal, his Kavod is not able to be Machal. Meis Refract of the Gemara, Meis Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadok, Shehayu Besumim Besam Mishteh, Benosha Rabbi Gamliel. They're once doing their thing, you know, having a good time at the party, this wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's kid. Vehayu Rabbi Gamliel, Omi Damash Kalim, Rabbi Gamliel himself, he was a Nasi, and he got up and he was serving them. He just said, Nasi, he's not able to do such a thing. He didn't take it. Nasi Rabbi Shuvah Kilbe, he did take it. Amar La Rabbi Eliezer says, "Mazu Yosho, what are you doing? Why are you taking it?" Ani Yosvin, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Omei Damashkalina. What we sit and he should sit. Should we sit? And he goes, and he serves us. Amalei says back, "Matzinu Gadol Mimena Shishimish." What do you mean? We found someone even greater who was Mashamish at a meal. Avram Gadol Adaria. Avram Avinu. We know he was the Gadol Adar. And what did he do? Because the boat says about him, "Who Omei Aleim." He was sitting there, Lashar Sam, Visham and Tomer, maybe you're going to say that Kamalach Yesharis Nidmulo, that they appeared to him like Kamalach Yesharis, so that's why he did it. Lo Nidmulo, Ella Larvium. Not true, because he didn't show him as Kamalach Yesharis. He appeared to them as Arabs. Rashi says, Sha'am Lahem, Veruch Surag Lechem. He said, wash your feet before you come to the house, because the Arabs would bow down to the dust of their feet. Like we see in Bava Metzia, Pei Vav Mabiz, Amar Lo, Baravia, Mechashad Tanu, Shemeshtachim, Levak Rogleichem. So therefore, clearly, he didn't think that they're Malachim. But he served them. Fa'anu Lo Yehei Rav Gamliel, Barabi Omi, Namaskalinu. Well, we shouldn't let him go into such a thing, even Amar Avina did it. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tzadik spoke up and he said, Ad Masai Tamanichim Kavod Shalmakom. How long are you staying here and leave over the honor? The Rebbeinu Shalom, but the most bechol brios you deal with people. I call this Baruch Hu Mashiv Aruchos. Hashem is the one who makes the wind blow. Maaleh Nesiim, and he brings up the clouds. Morid Mater, he brings the rain. Matzmiach Adama, he brings the stuff from the ground to grow. Baruch Shulchan Lefnei Kol Echad VeEchad, he gives a shulchan, literally a table in front of each person, and they should be able to eat. Vanu Lo Yehi Rabban Gamliel, but Rabbi Omer Maskalinu. We're not going to let Rav Gamliel do it. We let Hashem do it for us. So of course, we should be able to go
to let them do it. Let him do it.
Kum techois, after all said and done, is a nasi wants to be mochos covered. He can be. So that word, sort of Ashi comes along and he says that that he can't, must not be. Ella, itmar, sorry, e itmar, if you really want to say something, hachi itmar, say the following. Amr Ashi, I feel the man da amr nasi shemachal kvodo. Kvodo machal, even according to says that a nasi who does it is covered, is machal. Melech shemachal kvodo ain't kvodo machal. If it's a king who does it, it's not. Shenemar, some tosav alecha melech, you should place a king above you. And some tussum, a double wave over there, should hey ema so alecha. It's got to be his ema, his fear is upon you. Zog to Gemara Vayitzer, we're going to deal with the pasuk now. The pasuk says, "Mepnei seva takum, before an old man rise up, v'dayta b'nei zaken, and honor a zaken, v'yareisa melekecha, and fear from Hashem, fear Hashem, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Tanur abanu, mepnei seva takum, yachal fin mepnei zaken ashmai." Then you would think maybe this is in front of a person who's, a bit of a schwanz thing over here. Rashi says, Asham Russia of Amaretz, you stand up even for an Amaretz, Russia, Tamaloma Zakin. Therefore, it says the word Zakin, means Zakin, Elachacham, that's talking about a Chacham. Shenemer Esvili, Shivim Zakin, Shivim Ish, Mizikne Yisrael. Rashi says, Gomer Zakin, Mizikne, Malahalin Gedolim, Chachamim, Echseva, Shir Yadata, Ki Haim, Zikne Am, Vishotrav. So that's how it has to be. Says the Gemara, Biosek Liomer, Ain Zakin, Elabishakara Chachma. That's someone who has wisdom. Rashi's Velosh on the street can Davar Kasav Lakame Parach Hanu Tanakama. It's the same as Tanakama. Let's see. So Ein Zaken El Misha Karan Chachma. Shenem Hashem Karani Rishis Darkiyot. The person says Hashem acquired me, meaning Chachma, at the outset of his journey. Goes on the Brisa. Yachli Yam be part of Mimbakam Rachok. You would have thought that one has to stand up for a Zaken, even if he's far away. Tamalomer Takum Vehadarta, which means it's got to be something. The law of Marti Kima Elam Mukam Sheshidr, it's not called to get up unless there's Hidr there. Rashi says Hidr by Midasa, the Hainu Toch Dalad Amos. The Mukha Milsa Shemipanov, it is clear that he's standing up because of him and not for some other reason. Yachli Yachli Yachli, you would have thought that maybe you have to go ahead and you have to beautify him with money. Rashi says Yachli, hey, Hidr Zeh, Hidr Mammon, Lechabda Bamammon, that's what it means. Tamalomer Tokum Vihadarta, and that is get up and you shall honor. Ma Kima Shein Bachasar Gusas, getting up, you don't lose any money. I've heard the Shiva Chesukis, so too, this is honoring is done author with Achisarkis. So it doesn't mean money. Okay, Yachal, one would have thought that Ya'amod Mipanov Mibase Akise Umibase Amechatz. You would have thought they have to stand in front of a Zakin, even in a bath as a bathroom. Tamil, we're talking about Darta, which means you shall honor. Omar Tikima Lamukam just hid there. Only get up in a place with this hither. It's honor. Yachl Yatsim. It's not honor, it's in the bathhouse. Yachl Yatsim Enav. So you would think that you can close your eyes when a Zakin's coming, and therefore you won't see him. Rashi says, L'kaman parach atu bershias. You don't know. Oh, we're dealing with Rashaim over here? Like, what does that mean? But we'll see that in the Flamme Gimel. Kimisha Laro, you make it like you didn't see him. Tamalomer, Takum Viaresa. Right? The no and fear that I'm going to see you, says Hashem. Davar Amaser Lalev. This idea which is covered over one's heart. And fear from Hashem. In other words, you can trick other people to think that you're so great, but the bottom line is Hashem knows the ultimate truth. How does he know you should walk another way to not have to go through the tzibur and have to stand up for him? Zakin, but v'yareisa means you shall fear God. We put it next to that the zakin is to go and fear Hashem. It says Rashi, lahachi samach v'yareisa lezakin lomer shafa zakin yari. So you got to do it properly. Okay. Isi ben Yehuda omer, if they save a takum, I feel kol save a mashal, then plays any old person. Rashi says, v'afilu zakin ashmai. Even that type of person, you go ahead and you got to respect. The real say glee the anatanagama. In fact, the Gemara basically seems to say the same thing. That Zakin is talking about a person who is a chacham. It's Gemara Iki Benayu Yonik v'chacham. The difference between them is whether one has to stand before a Yonik v'chacham. Someone is a chacham, but he's really young. He's younger. Tanakama says a Yonik v'chacham lo. He says no. Only someone old. Basically, he says afilu Yoniach v'chacham. Even somebody who's young, but he's a chacham. You go and you stand up before him. Rashi says that the Tanakhama was going with the idea of Zaken from like Gzirah Shava, and it's talking about both old people. Rosh Aglila was saying the concept of Zaken, and then he's teaching it to be someone's a Chacham without any sort of age tickle going on over here, and therefore even a young one you have to do. My time with Rosh Aglila. If you want to think like the Tanakhama, Imkin Nichtav V'Rachmana, Replace Seva Zaken talk about Darta. Let's say Seva Zaken, and then you know that it's an old one. My Shtad, the Pelginu Rachmana, why does it split it up? Lamemar, the high love high, the high love high. One is not the other. Seva is not. That's Seva, that's the same as Zaken. Zaken is not the same as Seva. Shmamina, feel yawning for Chacham, even if he's a young guy, fresh blood, you have to go and stand up. But Tanakam, go to Tanakam, and he says that the Pasuk is talking about one particular thing. I mean, somebody who's old and wise. The Torah separates it. Mishum Dabai, Lemisach Zaken, Yeresa. I wanted to put the word Zaken next to the word Yeresa to learn out that a Zaken can't go out of his way to bother people to stand for him. Rabbi Yashis Lomar, Shalia Trech Kedel, it's not going to be Trech of the people like we said earlier. Vitana Kamo. My time on what's Pshat? Isakatar Kitam Rabbi Yosegli, what's Rabbi Yosegli? MK, Nichta Vechmana, beep turn the page. Daf Lavin Gibbel, and please save a Tokum Vedarta, Tokum Vedarta Penizakin. With low cost of Hach, in fact, didn't say Shmai Menor Chadu. It's only one thing, someone who is both old and someone who is a Chacham wise. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.